goose liver sausage, say, or something like that, which is something not anything that would be made here, but it would be something available in a store.
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
Yes, I have, and I think it's more of a Philadelphia scrapple, and that sound familiar. And I don't know exactly what it is. What is it? Some sort of part of the pig that's sort of prepared in a certain way?
When you hear it in this area, it seems to be the warm or hot equivalent of souse, the juices from the head. And it's mixed with...
That is just something that I have never heard of, except just like you would be reading something, it would be something about some dish that was used somewhere else, but never in this part of the country at all, not in my knowledge. I don't know what, I wouldn't say that that's for the whole state of Mississippi, but as far as I know, I never heard of anybody, they would use the, they'd have spare ribs and backbone, and then a lot of people like pickled pig's feet. You've heard of pickled pig's feet. And then, of course, the parts that they'd make hams or bacon and sausage, and then souse. That took care of the...
That was it,
and I never heard of anybody... I never heard of it being, you know, offered like from the country, and I never heard of it in stores, never heard of anybody that ever ate it.
I see.
It's not, I wouldn't call it a southern dish at all, because every part of the pig was, well, you know, in colored people like a pig tail. And you know, I remember just as well this advertisement in the paper, and it was pig snouts, 10 cents. I remember just as well. And evidently, somebody wanted pig snouts to eat.
And it actually was advertised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only for colored, or?
Well, I reckon anybody wanted, but I imagine that would be the main one. Mm-hmm. And you know, O.J. has children and brothers, Kennery up in Chicago, and she tells me that they go to a certain area, and they've got everything there that you'd have on Beale Street in Memphis.
Sure.
They've got every one of these colored dishes that you could ask for sale in this market, whether it would be greens, pig feet, pig tails, or whatever you want. It's right there because there's such a tremendous colored population that they have it for them. They don't have to go up there and eat Chicago style. They want to eat Southern style, you see.
Mm-hmm. I think that's called soul food, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And if butter is no has been kept too long, you call that?
Rancid.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned curdled milk, thick sour milk.
Mm-hmm.
Your term is what?
Well, clabber or curd.
And from the clabber and curd?
Cottage cheese, of course.
And,
uh-huh.
And something prepared in a deep dish with apples.
Well, is that deep dish apple pie? What is it called? Apple Betty or something like that?
Well, there are all kinds of incredible terms here. Deep dish apple pie is one. Others are pan dowdy, apple slump.
Well, all those are northern words.